It seems when we get into this COVID situation, it seems almost like the situation changes daily with the supply of vaccines and the mandates and what the government now wants. Now the president's saying we want everybody to be vaccinated starting the 16th as soon as possible. We'll open it up to everybody, and that's something that. I mean, but first it was like June or July that we might get to that point. What has happened with this speed up of everything? It seems like everything's kind of ramped up a bit.
Well, I think it just shows us that when you can get things in line and put a system in place and align and streamline some of the processes, progress can happen very quickly.
Yeah, exactly. So are we on the road to maybe turning the corner on this? Are we at the point where maybe we can see some light at the end of the tunnel here?
Absolutely. I think we have to stay hopeful, first of all. Secondly, we've got a lot of evidence to support that hopefulness, that more and more Americans today are being vaccinated. We're opening up. The more vaccine is available, we're seeing the vaccine be very effective and safe. So with the summer coming up soon, we want to get to a point where we and more families across the country can enjoy their summer. So, it is a reason to be optimistic, to see the light at the end of the tunnel, but we've got still work to do. And that involves making sure that we're taking individual responsibility to do our due duty to ensure that all of us stay safe and are able to put this behind us.
Mm-hmm. Let me kind of bring this into my area here, my local area, and maybe this can be replicated or compared to other areas as well. But here in Central Washington, I talked 2 days ago to the administrator of the health district, who said that now I don't know if other areas are using the same metric, but here in Washington State we use a metric of the number of cases based on a population per 100,000. Even though we don't have 100,000 people here in this area, but that's the basis that they use here. I don't know if they use that elsewhere, but that's what we're using here in Washington State. Back some weeks ago, we were down to about 100 per 100,000, and now in the last few weeks, we've been gradually kind of creeping back up. Now we're just a little bit over 200 per 100,000. And so the administrator of the health district, and they have, here in Washington State, they have now lowered or kind of ramped up the timeline, where as of in about a week, everybody's going to be eligible for the vaccine 16 and older. Everybody 16 and older will be able to get a shot. And I said, are we backsliding, and what's the prognosis here? And he told me that if everybody can just kind of stay the course, that everybody's kind of getting COVID fatigue now with the weather coming back, with the weather, the weather improving, people wanting to get out, see their friends and things like that. They're kind of, they're kind of getting a little bit lax. And he said, if everybody just kind of stay the course for about 10 days, wear the mask, keep your distance, stay away from large gatherings, wash your hands, do everything that you're supposed to do. If we can get through the next 10 days, then the supply ramps up, then everybody's available for a vaccine. We're going to see good things happen. It's kind of like the balls on the 2-yard line. And if we can just get, just make it for about 10 more days, we can get that final push over into getting a score. Is that kind of what's going on elsewhere?
Yeah, no, I would really agree with that. The bottom line is exactly that. What we need to be doing now is to ensuring we get the shots in the arms, because we're really fighting against time. On one hand, we have these all kinds of mutations that are happening. On the other hand, we have cases that are rising, and we've got to protect. We've got to be able to get there, in the vaccination. It's a matter of days, and it's a matter of volume. It's good to know that we're vaccinating, overall about 3 million or more Americans a day. So it's basically a race against time. And we just got to make sure we win that race. To win that race, yes, they're right. For the next week or two, we've got to make sure that as the supply gets in, people are able to get vaccinated, we can just continue to maintain precautions, but even after vaccination, it's important, you know, for 2 weeks after your second shot, you still need to make sure you take all the precautions. After the 2 weeks, you still got to be avoiding mass gatherings and, you know, wearing masks in crowded areas and other shopping places. But it'll allow you to do some more activities than previously. So there is that ability for us, especially in the next few days, to be able to cross this barrier. Now, as far as the cases are concerned, remember that the vaccine is really, really effective in preventing deaths, in preventing hospitalizations, or what we call severe disease. So we have to make sure that, first of all, we can prevent people from dying from this. Way too many Americans have already been killed because of this pandemic. Now we've got to save life first, prevent serious illness, and then hopefully we get the herd immunity so that this transmission gets to slow down and hopefully stop one day.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that people need to, even after they get their second shot, hold off for a couple of weeks before doing other things, you know, still kind of laying low, if you will. At what point, I mean, do we need to reach that herd immunity point to where where you know, the masks can come off and we can start getting back to a normal sort of mobility again?
Yes, that should be our vision as a country. We should be aiming for a time when we can go to pre-COVID state more or less. But to do that, I think it's going to need to take us a few steps now. We've got the vaccine, which is great news. We need to, you know, keep going, making sure that we're vaccinating about 3 million or more Americans a day. Right now we have, you know, well over 100 million Americans who have at least one shot in their arm. We got to finish up the vaccination process, meaning both shots. You got to make sure you're about 2 weeks after, because that's when you get the most immunity. When we talk about some of these vaccines having 90% plus effectiveness, well, that's what it talks about. Not right after the first shot or the second shot, but it's 2 weeks after. That's when you're best protected. And then you've got to, you know, we're going to have to get to a place slowly but surely where more and more Americans are covered to allow us to have that, you know, what we call the elusive herd immunity state, where the viruses find it harder to spread. But to do that, remember, we also have variants and mutations. We're seeing that in Brazil. We're seeing that in India, the outbreaks. And the, you know, spikes that are happening. We don't want that to happen here. So it's very important, as we race against time to get the vaccinations done, we do it in a smart and a patient way so that we can actually help get to the next phase of this, which is being able to get out and being able to, you know, have a life this summer as we all imagine to be.
Mm-hmm. What do you say to people who don't want to get the shot? I asked my sister a few weeks ago, who is older than I am. I said, have you made your appointment for getting jabbed yet? And she said, no. I said, why? She says, I'm waiting for something that's more effective. And I'm going in my mind, wait a minute. I've heard, you know, Pfizer, Moderna, 90-95% effective. I've heard J&J 66 with one shot. I'm going, what do you want? What do I tell my sister? How do I convince her? But what do you tell other people who say, well, I don't want to get the shot. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. So, you know, first thing is, look, we have about the most robust, effective, some of the vaccines in the world that we will ever get in this term right now, with a 90-95% effectiveness. So I think that's a difficult argument to make from an effectiveness sake or a safety sake, because we've got some pretty good vaccine out there. Now, there are people who would just not believe in vaccines at all, and I think it's a hard thing. I think what we should be trying to do is to, you know, talk with these people to make sure that more and more people are understanding the facts, understanding the science in a way that they can make a decision for themselves that's in the interest of themselves first, and then their family and friends second. You know, it's important for us as a family, but also the community and a nation, to think about it as together, because we have a role to play in what we're fighting. Every American today has a role to play in helping eliminate this pandemic off the face of this country. And that involves critically, making sure if you can and you are eligible and you have the vaccine that could be provided to you, to go get it. And if you have questions, you've got lots of medical professionals that can answer that those questions. So, you know, it's a question of having a discussion with those who have questions, satisfying those questions to the best of our ability to have answers, and then ultimately making the decision, because we can't do it without everybody coming. I mean, this is what we did, you know, in back in polio days, when March of Dimes was so active, you know, the country came together and we defeated the virus. We eliminated polio from the face of this country in a matter of decades. We could do that now much faster because the vaccines are much more robust. They've been developed very quickly, and we have a much, you know, a campaign that can actually really produce the vaccine very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask about some other things. I know I'm coming up on time here, but let's. I want to ask about the virus itself and what it can do, and particularly with the March of Dimes and their campaign on birth defects. Do we know that, you know, the virus makes us sick? Is there anything long-lasting effects of the virus itself that we need to know about? I mean, can it cause a birth defect? Can it cause other things that we don't know about at this point? Or do we have the research yet to back that up?
So in pregnancy, we know and we've learned that it is, when someone's pregnant and they get COVID as opposed to not getting COVID, they have a much higher chance of having preterm birth, much higher chance of being hospitalized with severe disease, pneumonia, being on a ventilator, and really having poor outcomes. So we know the severe illness is much, much worse in pregnancy with COVID than without COVID. So it's important to understand, from an immediate aspect, there are people with high-risk conditions. Pregnancy is included, obesity is included, heart-lung diseases are included, you know, that just have that poor outcome if we don't address this problem. Now, in terms of long-term problem, we are just beginning to learn from data that this significant number of people could have some long-term problems, and I'm sure in the coming months to years, we'll learn a lot more about it. Now, as far as the, you know, what could happen in respect to birth defects and other things, that's one of the reasons we at March of Dimes are funding research to look at those things. We're funding research at University of Pennsylvania to study placenta to understand whether asymptomatic infections as well as symptomatic infections, is there a difference with COVID on the placenta? And if it is, what does this look like? So we're trying to understand the damage potentially the virus can cause to the placenta. We're also trying to understand, fund research out of Mass General Hospital to understand, you know, after infection, what level of antibodies get transferred to breast milk, to be able to protect the baby. So this is the work we're doing constantly, and because we know that we have to be informed by science and good quality science. So we're learning about that. I'm sure there will be more information coming out, but at this time, you know, the most important piece to understand is if you have an opportunity to get the vaccine, whether you're young, you're old, you're pregnant, you're not pregnant, it's really important to go get the vaccine first and foremost. Don't wait till next day. And secondly, you know, vaccine has benefits not just for yourself if you're pregnant, but also for your baby in terms of antibodies that we're learning more and more about. So, this is the best way, keeping in mind other precautions like mask wearing and avoiding crowd gathering that you can do to protect yourself, but also your community and your country.
Mm-hmm. Is COVID, this could be a kind of a startling statement, but could COVID in itself be kind of the polio of the 21st century?
Well, that's yet to be seen. You know, we don't know how this novel coronavirus will behave. Will it turn into one of the strains like a flu, or will it come back, or will it mutate? You know, one of the things that we have to be very careful and cautious about is there are competing mutations around the world, and that is why this is a vaccination is a race against time. We cannot relax. We have to make sure that we get as many Americans vaccinated and then many others across the globe. Because one way to avoid terrible mutations or have the virus hang around in a bad way is to have more cases. And that's what we're trying to avoid, basically. So what will it behave like in the future? Will it be like the H1N1? Will it be more like the polio or just the flu? Time is yet to tell us that. But, we all have work to do, and part of that work is getting the vaccine.
Right. There we go. I know I'm coming up. I've got to let you go here, but where do we find out more? Where do we go? Is it marchofdimes.org?
Absolutely, Ken. Thank you for that. And there's plenty of stuff you can check out, information, vaccine information, other COVID information, and on pregnancy and good outcomes on marchofdimes.org or marchofdimes.org.
There we go. Dr. Gupta, I thank you for some time out. Best to you in D.C.
Thank you, Ken. Take care.
Take care. Bye now.